5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
What does VA mean to me?
A place for my daughter to call home. Thanks to the VA home loan.
A new lease on life. The best healthcare team I've ever had is here at VA.
And education and the opportunity to open doors I never thought possible with my GI Bill.
The financial support I need to manage the disabilities I developed because of my service.
Get what you earn. Visit choose.va.gov.
Not all veterans are eligible for the type or amount of benefits mentioned here.
We're going to cause trouble. Scott Farrell is calling the shots from the sideline. We're going to make fun of people. We're going to hurt people's feelings. It's Farrell on the bench. I believe in whipped cream with everything.
And welcome to another edition of Farrell on the Bench here on Sports Grid Radio. I'm Brian Siano, on air off with you. Of course, I am not Scott, but Scott right now having a little technical issues. Hopefully, we'll get him here soon. But of course, we did not want to delay. We wanted to get right into things with you. Didn't want to make you wait. Wanted to get into all the action of the night. We have a great show planned for you. We have a lot to talk about. We have, you know, AB drama that never ends, of course. This guy is always issues, no matter who or where he is playing for. Having, you know, back and forth right now with himself and the Bucks, talking all that trash. He's saying that he was hurt and they wouldn't let him play, that they want him to play. They're saying he wasn't hurt. But, you know, it looks like we have Scotty joining in right now, and we will bring him in here on Farrell on the Bench. Scotty, welcome. As we started off the show, I mean, we have a lot to talk about here. I mean, how about the Knicks and the Celtics? Great shot to end that game. RJ coming up big again.
Yeah, I mean, it was just an unbelievable game. I'll get into that in a second because I watched the whole thing. But so, as you know, we've had all kinds of tech issues and problems and internet and this gigantic TV equipment I have in my studio now. We changed everything really over the weekend and going into this week and made everything, you know, bigger, better, stronger, everything else. But my studio couldn't handle all the TV equipment, so we have to gig up. We have to get more advanced lines and everything else. So they've had me disconnect a million lines, connect other lines, get this going, that going. Today we got the show going better on TV, but it disconnected the radio, and then we couldn't get it back on. Finally, I figured it out, bro. I just took a breath and I saw which line was out and that should have been in. And I just went back to the way it used to be. The double yellow lines on each, the router and the modem, I put them both in and it turned right on and it was game over. So we're back in business. Sorry about that. It was stressful for the last 30 minutes. I've been cussing, screaming, yelling, spitting, laughing, hurling, torquing, growling, sweating, gambling to get the thing working, and I finally got it working, what, 3 or 4 minutes into the show. But my apologies, we're back in business. I'm stoked. Mafia, nice job holding it down. I gotta tell you, Fournier was unbelievable tonight in that game because he literally has just bunk nights. This guy will have, you know, the worst shooting nights you ever saw in your life. He'll, you know, shoot air balls, clanking shots off the side of the backboard. He has, you know, back iron misses, terrible, this, that. But tonight, he is capable and has had a couple of games like this. He was on fire tonight, and it was the most unbelievable. It was the best game of his career. I mean, that's just all there is to it. He had 41 points. Randall had 22. Fournier hit 10 threes. 10 of 14 from three. The guy went off. The Knicks win it 108-105. The place, you know, the world's most famous, was going absolutely Calypso Bay ballistic. The crowd was insane. It was off the hook. They were down 20, Mafia, in the third, and in a matter of 4 minutes, they tied it. I couldn't even believe it. I have never seen, I don't ever remember seeing a team eat a 20-point lead in 4 minutes. Literally, they came back. 1 minute, it was like 81-61. The next minute, it was 82-82. I was like, what just happened? And I'm like, it was surreal. I had the Celtics. I bet on the Celtics in that game, and I lost, obviously, and I'm glad I lost because I like the Knicks. But I bet on the Celtics. You're up 20, Mafia. You got to win that game. We welcome all of our radio affiliates, Sirius XM, Mightier 1090 in San Diego, near Tijuana, do you wanna? Sports Map in Houston, Sports Byline USA in San Francisco. Good to have you with us on FOB on a Thursday night. Mafia, you got to win the game. You're up 20 with three left in the third.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you had a 25-point lead. You were dominating them at halftime. It looked like the game was over then. To let them come back, to get burned by your former teammate in Fournier and then Barrett. I mean, this guy's gotten better and better this year. He's had some big games, a bunch of 30-point games recently. And to hit that three, 1.5 seconds left, you're thinking, you know, what kind of shot are you even going to get off? And not only does he get it off, but he hits it.
I mean, are you kidding me? That crowd, they looked like they cabled in their pants. Nobody could believe it. To see that team come back and then to get that shot off Barrett, the 25-footer from Burks, 108-105, that's all she wrote. Everybody leaves the garden happy. The crowd was euphoric. I haven't seen them like that in a long time. Maybe not since they went to the finals back in the day with Houston and company. I haven't seen it that lit, that jacked. I mean, you know, the Rangers are the team this winter. They're the best team in that building. The Knicks have been awful. I think they're 9-11 now at home. But tonight, maybe they turned a corner. That was happy fans leaving that building. Usually it's just to see the Rangers. And they're playing tonight in Vegas. That's going to be a great game. I can't wait to see it. I bet on the Rangers tonight. You got to have onions to take them out on the streets in Sin City against the first place Knights. But they have been having trouble scoring goals. Not the Rangers. Vegas has. So we'll see if the Rangers can outscore the Knights tonight in Sin City, the Mega Hub. It's Pharrell on a bench. We got her up and running like we do, baby. Go with us.
You may or may not be a good Sports Grid listener.
Test yourself.
If you've ever gotten rabies from trying to get a fresh rabbit's foot, you may not be a good Sports Grid listener. Sports gaming strategies and info. This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Pharrell on the Bench with Scott Pharrell.
All right, Pharrell on the bench. Mafia, you have to admit, like, you know, I'm a technological loser. You've been with me like 17 years. No one is worse with tech or, you know, computers or phones or gadgets or this or that, anything. Like, even going to the airport is stressful. I can't figure anything out. I'm a mess. Can you even believe, Mafia, that yesterday, basically, I got everything up and running without you because you are always having to hold my hand and do everything. You didn't come. You came four times. We couldn't get it going, but you weren't there yesterday. I did it with LTN. They walked me through it. Everything worked. I got it all going. Everything running. Boom. And then tonight, travesty as the, you know, ship is sinking, the Titanic of incidents. And then with no help, with no regard for humanity, I finally got it up and running after it crashed. Somehow, some way, I got it done. The loser that I am, can you even believe that I did the 2 days in a row of successful tech?
you know, usually this is where I lie to you and prop you and be like, oh, no, of course, you're a smart guy. But no, I am amazed, you know, that A, you were able to put all that equipment together yesterday, and B, when things were going wrong, because it's not even that just that you're technologically inept, but you're not one who's calm under pressure, let's say. You know, you're freaking out when something goes wrong and you can't see the, you know, the forest through the trees. So that you were able to figure that out, take the, you know, the breath, look at what was going on and figure out what was, you know, how to fix it is, I'm stunned. I thought I was hosting this show tonight myself.
You know, thank you very much, Mavia. You're a beautiful human being, and I appreciate that you support me in this time of crisis. So now I got the Clippers and Suns in the valley in the desert, and the Clips are out early, 14-10. And after that Nick game, I got to wash off. I got to tell you, and you're right, usually I snap. I'm sweating, swearing, yelling, screaming, stomping, throwing a temper tantrum, Bob Knight-esque. But frankly, tonight I remained calm. I swore a little. I was like, what the F? You got to be effing kidding me. I can't do anything with all these lines. They've had me disconnect. This is craziness. I'll never get it right. We're screwed. What the, you know, blah, 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 blah. And then suddenly I maintained my vig and I got it on. And it's a huge accomplishment. I'll sleep well tonight knowing that I've finally done something right for the first time in 20 years. So CP3 off the elbow, brick. I took the Clippers tonight, Moff. I got them at 12. And it moved down to 10.5 when we did Coast to Coast today. And I got to tell you, Phoenix, for my money, is so tough, whether home or road. And I've said a number of times to you and Coast to Coast and for all on the bench that everybody's crowned the Warriors already champions of the NBA season. That, I mean, why even play the finals? But I'm on the Suns still in the West. I think they're, for me, the better team all around, home road, you know, better at the five. You know, I love Ayton. I love Booker. I like Bridges, Payne, all of them. I think the team, you know, they made it to the finals. They've been there, done that. And I think everybody's expecting Klay Thompson to carry with Steph and Draymond the Warriors back to championships so easily. Do you think it's going to be that easy? I still like the Suns to beat them.
No, there's no such thing as easy in the NBA. You know, even the Bulls at times had their issues getting through some of these teams. Not that it was ever, you know, a problem and it was rarely in doubt, but they took them to the brink at times. So you always got to work for it. And when you have a situation here now where as good as Curry and Thompson were, you know, and Green has been, they had a lot more success with Durant. They, you know, they had the 1 year they won without him. And then after that, it was like, okay, now they need him. We'll see if these guys can do without him, because Curry, Thompson, been banged up a lot the last couple of years. Now, obviously, Thompson was out a lot longer with the multiple injuries, but Curry's been banged up. He's missed plenty of time. So who's to say that, you know, we always rip the Lakers for being old and that everyone's hurt. No one can stay good. You know, they can't stay together on that team. So how do you even know what they are? Who's to say Curry doesn't go down or Thompson doesn't get hurt again before they reach a, you know, potential playoff run here? I think a much younger team in Booker, Ayton, Payne, Bridges is the better bet. And, you know, this is a team that's deep. They have a lot of guys on that team that we know could put the ball in the basket. They could play many different ways. They could play through, you know, your boy Booker just shooting the ball. They could play through, okay, they're going to try to stop him. Well, we're going to throw it down low and let the big man dominate because you're slow in the blocks. Or they could have the, you know, the periphery guys help out. So they have a lot of depth, a lot of different ways they can play, and I like them better because they're younger.
I'll tell you what, and CP3 plays young, and he's dynamic with the dimes, and he can still give you 20, and Booker can explode a 33-piece, a 40-piece, a 50-piece. He got banged up, and it really hurt him when he was injured. But look, Curry's got a quad right now. In the last two games, he shot like crap. Now, listen, I'm not going to deny that the Warriors are good. I like Poole. Wiggins has turned into a hell of a player with Steve Kerr as his coach. I'm not going to deny that. I think they're Western Conference Finals against the Suns. I think it is what it is. But to crown them literally in early January, and you know, there's tons of games left, and anything can happen. I mean, as they know, I mean, 2 years in a row, Clay drops and he's out. Achilles, knee. You never know what's going to happen. Wiseman, right? I mean, you just never know. Now, I don't deny Draymond Green is a badass defender and a leader and a sick player. He's a real team player, defensive specialist, and can dime. He can pass. I don't like him shooting the rock. I think some people have no problem with him pulling up. I do. I don't think he's a shooter. I think he can have a night here and there, but to me, he's like a 10-piece. But I think, you know, you're right about the youth. I think the experience is a factor. They had to have gained something getting to the finals. I know they lost, and it's hard to stop Giannis when he, you know, goes the length of the court in four strides and throws down. He dominated the finals. He dominated both ends of the floor. He was the MVP, and he became a champion, and I think he deserved it. And he outplayed Ayton. He turned Ayton into a child. But I think Ayton learned from it. I am surprised, though, Mavia, that they didn't give him a fat deal in Phoenix. I don't understand their thinking behind not giving that big, young monster in the middle a big, fat, juicy deal, because that guy's got tons of ball in him and tons of years in him. And I think they need him to be the final piece to their pizza, to have that size, rebounding, finishing, which is what he can give you every single night. Unless he's playing Giannis. Now, let's say they got back and it was Giannis against him again, I'd probably take the Bucks. But I have not liked what I've seen from the Bucks as a champ. I think they've been kind of hungover and stale. Giannis missing games. DiVincenzo missing tons of games. I mean, literally the whole season. So they are still the champs. But, I mean, Detroit beats them outright. They lose now, it seems, with regularity, because I don't think they care about the regular season. They just want to be ready for the playoffs, and then everything will unfold. But I don't think you can live that way on the seat of your pants. We're just going to turn it on in the playoffs in the second season. I don't think that works. The Suns are belly to belly, and the Warriors are belly to belly, just winning every night and going out and handling their business. The Bucks, to me, are walking in the dark with no flashlight, and they just don't seem to have the consistency of winning as these other teams. And I think there's better teams playing ball in the East, and we don't know who's going to come out of the East. And I'm just telling you, all this talk every day, people talking about the Lakers, they're not going to be in it. It's not the Lakers. Believe me, the Lakers are a sideshow. They're like an appetizer. The real teams are these young, great teams, and the Warriors and Suns fill that bill. It's Pharrell on the Bench. Through the motions. They were lifeless.
I don't like that or condone that at all.
I play it straight up, yo.
All right, Pharrell on a Bench, the esteemed senator, the Democrat from the Empire State, a leader of men because he was able to get it done. You got to love him. He's a leader of men, the chairman of the Committee on Racing, Gaming, and Wagering. Here he is, Joe Addabbo, right here, waxing up with us tonight, celebrating his hard work as New York will have mobile sports betting Saturday at 9 a.m. this Saturday. I mean, it's the greatest thing. I said today on my TV show, Senator, that literally, you know, I know one story was, you know, very troubling and depressing, the COVID story the last couple of years. But I'd say during that 2 year stretch, the other biggest story in this country has been the explosion of sports betting. And the fact that you pulled this off in New York, I mean, you're genius. You're beautiful.
I wish they felt that way at home. You know, I appreciate that. And that has to be, I tell you, that moved my best intro into first place, right? That was the best intro. Now you're in first place. So I really appreciate that. But behind me is a great team, a great dedicated team. And, yeah, listen, it's a great day for New York. It really is. Nationally, I think it's a great day for New York.
I mean, Senator, please tell me a little bit about the nightmare of trying to convince your brethren and the sisters and brothers in Albany to make this happen. What a pain in the ass that had to be for you. I know, you know, going back to either CBS or Howard Stern when I was there, I know I've talked to you before about this. I've talked to Daniel Wallach about it. I have argued for this, you know, for New Jersey for years and New York even longer. What kind of nightmare was that for you to get this done?
Well, it was frustrating because what we kept doing, Governor Cuomo at the time was trying to tell him about facts and figures, why this was good for New York in terms of revenue, educational funding, addiction programs that we could have created, jobs, and all the while watching money going right to New Jersey or Pennsylvania or illegally. I mean, we were watching, you know, $130 million a year go right to Jersey. You know, I'm going to the local coffee shop in my district in Queens, and I'm having my constituents say, hey, Joe, we're tired of going to Jersey. We're tired of getting in a car and going. Go do something, you know. And it was frustrating only because all we had to do was talk about the facts and figures to the current, you know, the governor's administration at the time. And, you know, hurdle after hurdle, wall after wall, and that is frustrating. And then you're sitting at home watching a Met game, and there's all the commercials, FanDuel, DraftKings, all the commercials about mobile sports betting. And you know that's a, you know, commercial on the New York Mets geared toward New Yorkers, but talking about going to Jersey. And you want to throw your shoe at the TV at that point. And so that's what's frustrating, knowing that you're doing the right thing by the people of New York, but yet, you know, you got a governor who just didn't quite embrace it at the time. And now you got a new governor's administration, you know, whether it be because of the negative impact about COVID and the financial impact upon New York, whatever the reason, you know, Saturday, it all ends. Saturday, we take our first legal mobile sports bet, and I'm very happy.
Well, no disrespect, but the governor was embracing other things at the time. And all I know is, you know, he's gone. You know, change is inevitable, and Hochul comes in and realizes the money. It's real simple. Everything comes down to money in sports. Everything comes down to money in, frankly, business, life, in the state, in New York, in New York City. Everything's about money. In New Jersey, everything's about money. I had Governor Murphy on my show when New Jersey opened up shop. And I'm not a fan of, frankly, you know, the rhetoric and all the games that you have to deal with as politicians, the press, the attack jobs, you're across the aisle, the wars you guys have. It's a turnoff. It really is. I'm sick and tired of it. But I will tell you, I respected him because he got it done. And I've always respected you because you busted your ass and got this done like a man. You made it happen. And you realized that over the next decade, I mean, it's unfathomable how much money the state of New York is going to make off of this. And you got to give 51% of it to the state. I mean, the tax on this thing is gigantic, and you're still going to be drowning in money.
Well, listen, New York has that potential, right? I mean, the bottom line is we are conceived by some as the sports capital of the world. We have a great population. We have very savvy New York fans and New York, you know, bettors. And so, you know, the pressure's on. I mean, if you like pressure, if you like a challenge, well, here it is. New York's mobile sports betting is a pressure challenge arena because playing catch up to Jersey and other states. You know, bottom line is we're asking New Yorkers, you've done something for 2 years now, doing it and you're having fun for 2 years mobile sports betting. Now you got to switch what you're doing and come with us, you know, try our product and then stay with us because in a millisecond, you know, these New Yorkers will turn around and say, hey, I was having a better time doing a illegal app or Jersey, whatever. I like going on the George Washington Bridge, whatever it was. So you know what? We got some really hard work to do. And so the bottom line is I love a challenge. And I think New York has that potential, Scott, to leapfrog over Jersey, be the best in the nation. We have that potential. We have a great population. We have a great fan base. We have a great tourism. Let's do it. So let's start on Saturday on that road to, as I said, doing, being the best at mobile sports betting there is in the nation.
Listen, I have to tell you, so, you know, I'm on Sports Grid, so we're 24/7 sports betting, streaming television, national radio, both TV and radio carried on Sirius Channel 159. We're in the middle of this gigantic race for the money in sports betting. It's an enormity. I mean, you know it is. Every network has a show. Yeah. Every network talks about lines now, spreads, money lines, everything totals. Everybody's doing it. We're doing it more. We're doing it 24/7. But I am frustrated in the sense that, like, for instance, last week I went to Atlantic City and I went down there to dump money into an account, right, so that I could keep it viable. Mm-hmm. And I couldn't do that anywhere else. Now, you could do a few of them, like at Caesars in Monmouth, but I had to go to AC to drop money into an account. I found it to be, I mean, that's a two hours each way, pain in the ass.
Yeah.
You talk about coming over the bridge to make a bet. That's a pain in the ass. What are you going to do to alleviate that problem in New York? I'm not interested in driving 5 hours to put money into an account that I'm going to be betting on. I should be able to do that a block from my house.
Yeah, it's true. But, you know, we look at what New York has chosen to work with. I mean, these are, you know, entities, DraftKings, FanDuel, others in the, you know, in the industry that have expertise. They're professional. They're very successful in mobile sports betting. So we have top-tier providers and operators in the state, and that's why I'm so optimistic about where we are in New York as far as mobile sports betting starting on Saturday. So I think we come out swinging and knocking it out of the ballpark with these premier products. I can only hope that, you know, there's no glitches, there's no hiccups, and basically we have a smooth opening, gearing up and going toward the Super Bowl. Listen, everything's in place. Everything's in place for New York to be a monster in the arena of sports betting. So he's got to make it happen. You know, I have that kind of confidence that we're going to start on Saturday. And like I said, we're going to knock it out of the park. But listen, that's my optimism. And I think New York has that kind of potential. So let's see what happens.
Honestly, I think the hard work that you put in to make this happen is what is the brilliance of this scenario. I actually think my dog, my retriever, 130-pound Cujo, realizes that you're going to make this state over $1 billion in short order. And, you know, these projections are this much this year, next year this much, the year after this much. Let me tell you something. You already know. You saw your friends in the Garden State who you don't seem to be friendly with. You're like, who wants to go to New Jersey? And so, you know, I don't want to go to Long Island either. That's like going to Europe for me, Senator. But I'll tell you what, I worked in Manhattan every day for 20 plus years driving into the city and paying those tolls and everything else. So I know the deal. But you know as well as I do, a dog could tell you right now that you're going to make over $1 billion, and it's going to do great things for the Empire State.
It will. And that's the best part. You know, the bottom line is we're going to provide New Yorkers with a great product. But here's the thing, significant revenue for the state. Excellent amount of significant revenue. Not only that, educational funds for the state. I love the fact that we got $6 million every year in new funding for addiction programs. We can't even think about expanding gaming in New York State without thinking of addiction, you know, problematic gaming. And yet, if we wanted to help a New Yorker that had a gaming problem or an addiction problem, we couldn't help them, Scott, because the bottom line is they're going to Jersey, they're going to Pennsylvania, they're doing it online, illegally. We don't even know who they are. Now that we safely regulated in New York, we can help someone. You know, and there's like 12 different safeguards built into the language of the mobile sports betting in New York. So that's great. We had $5 million every year to youth sports throughout the state. $5 million new funding, youth sports. This is all part and parcel of mobile sports betting. So when somebody comes up to me and goes, it's a vice, this and that, and all the naysayers, right, all the negative stuff. You know, the bottom line is, listen, we had gaming already. We even did mobile sports betting already. We just don't do it very well in New York. Until Saturday. But the bottom line is there's so many other benefits to mobile sports betting in New York that will start on Saturday. Educational funding, jobs, revenue, addiction funding. That's what we're looking at. We're looking at the big picture here. How do we get ourselves out of the COVID pandemic, and how do we help our state financially, education-wise, and addiction-wise? Right. Well, here you go. Here it is. So it starts Saturday.
Senator, honestly, now I know how busy you are, and you have earned the right to leave the show, but I refuse to let you leave. You're going to have to hold on. I have more questions for you. Don't go anywhere. Democrat, the leader of men from New York, talking sports betting on a bench.
When it comes to getting trusted sports gaming strategies and info, you can ask your dumb friend Kevin.
Duh!
Or you can just listen to us. We recommend
us.
And we won't ask to borrow your car either.
This is the Sports Grid Radio Network. You're listening to Farrell on the Bench with Scott Farrell.
All right, Farrell on the Bench, Joe Addabbo, the genius senator from New York, has finally granted all of the prayers and wishes for sports betting, mobile betting in New York to fans everywhere in the Empire State. It's happening Saturday at 9 a.m. It's rock star status. He's on the bench. Senator, first of all, I'm a registered Democrat, a lifelong liberal. I lived in LA for 10 years doing my show. So I lived around all those cheesy people. Then I lived the last 25 years in New York City. So I got both ends of the spectrum. I have to tell you, it's been interesting for me to, I told you before, I'm not a fan of politics. I'm a fan of getting things done. And what you did, it blows my mind how hard you work. Because I remember how long it took you, all the years, all the work, all the failure, all the swing and a miss, dealing with all those fascists in Albany. Honestly, I can't even stand any of them. And the fact that you pulled this off, I mean, you may be my favorite person now on earth. And I mean that because you really,
hey, can you come
really
home
done it.
And, can you come to my house
my
and say that
like
to my
either.
Family? Because that would really help.
Yeah. Yeah, I will, Joe. Listen,
really
Joe,
not.
My wife hates me too. My kids are scared to death of me. But that's because I bet on every sporting event every day, and I'm on a sports betting network, so they know I'm a freak. But here's the deal: you really have done it, and I sat there for the last few years watching the explosion, state to state, move across the veins of this country. And seeing these states that have signed on and had the stones to do it, watching their revenues blow up, watching their states benefit from this, all the things and avenues that you spoke of earlier, addiction, so forth, et cetera, et cetera. Bottom line is this: when you've sat back knowing that you couldn't pass it in New York, dealing with all these idiots, and you're sitting back and you can't pass it. It never passes. Another Super Bowl goes by and another and another and another. And you're seeing these revenues exploding everywhere. Did it constipate you, Joe? Were you constipated? Did it get you agita? Were you having problems breathing in the morning? Did you have to take Tums watching everybody make money? But
yeah, there was not enough prune juice in the world to really ease the constipation. I mean, it was frustrating. And for me and my team, I mean, and again, my team and I, we just figured that if we kept going, it wasn't a question of if, but when. I thought when the Supreme Court told the world, hey, other than Nevada, other states can do this, I figured, hey, we're New York, again, the sports capital of the world, we're Excelsior, we are first, let's do this. You know, even if you haven't, again, even if you don't embrace gaming, but wow, you're seeing this market explode. Hey, let's get in on this, and we can do all the safeguards and be safe by doing it. And again, at the time, we just had a governor that didn't see the things the way we did or didn't embrace it as well, like I wish we could have. And that's all right, but you know what? How do you sit back and let the neighboring state, Jersey, and I give up Governor Murphy of New Jersey a lot of credit, how do you sit back as the governor of New York and let hundreds of millions of dollars keep just flowing out of your state? That's revenue, it's educational funds, and it's like, how do you do that? And like that's what was most frustrating to me, is watching the dollars just go right to Jersey, to Pennsylvania, illegal. And I was like, you guys gotta stop that. You know, that's how people who find it inconvenient to go to another state, but yet they're doing it. So you gotta do something about it, and that's the whole idea. That was really what drove me the most to do this thing that starts Saturday.
So, Joe, did you, you know, you spent so much time, just be honest with me, you spent so much time doing this and your team, and congratulations to everybody involved in the process that's taken forever. And I mean that sincerely. you spent so much time doing it, Joe. Just admit it. You weren't able to get anything else done. Your wife's doing everything. She's running all the errands. Your kids don't even talk to you. Your mom, your dad is what's happened with your father, the esteemed father. Can you imagine him looking at you? He'd be like, Joe, what have you done? You haven't been able to get anything done. It's going to snow tomorrow. You won't even be able to shovel the driveway. You know why? Because you've been too busy making this happen, and now you've really done it, Joe. They're going to make a lot of money, and it's going to be great. I got to tell you, in-person wagering sucks. I'm over there at the Meadowlands. I was like, this place smells. Honestly, I went to the bathroom. I saw things I haven't seen since Vietnam. And all I know is that mobile wagering it really is porno. I mean, honestly, it's the greatest thing ever. In-game mobile wagering, it's better than having a beautiful girlfriend. I got to tell you, Joe, and you see the results, that 93% in Jersey were betting on their phones. Yeah. No one wants to. I go to Atlantic City. It smells. I'm like, what is happening to me? Why am I in this crack village? I need to be on a mobile app betting every day, always. It's the greatest invention, I think, in the history of the world, except maybe for the warm water bidet.
I hear you. It's the way to go. I mean, you just look at technology, and you're right. It was seriously like 92%, something like that, mobile for this sports handle. I mean, the bottom line is, again, it's the way to go. And listen, our work doesn't stop on Saturday, right? We get to monitor and evaluate whatever we do in New York, and we look at it after the Super Bowl, after March Madness, you know, 6 months out. You know, we got to make sure that we got the right thing going. And I just see, to your point, I see blowing out, but I see the technology growing even more. That's why I think New York has to look at other ways. We have a horse racing industry. It's a sport. And yet, and you could use some help here in New York. And I say, well, listen, let's incorporate horse racing into the mobile sports betting. Let somebody in New York be able to bet the Jets, the Mets, the Yankees, the Islanders, Rangers, whatever, Nets. And then say, hey, fifth race at Saratoga or whatever, you know, race at Belmont. That's where I want to get to this year coming in the budget this year, to talk about how do we incorporate the horse racing apps into the sports mobile sports betting. So that's going to be my next project for me and my team. So we'll see how that goes.
So what about how did the race for those Willy Wonka tickets go for the winners of the licenses? Because everyone that got their hands on one of those licenses to be able to have a mobile sports betting operation in the state of New York, there were people probably. I mean, did it get down to people bringing out like a Excelsior swords to fight in the streets? Because those were valuable commodities. How did you guys choose who would get those based on their business acumen or their success or their numbers or their volume? What was the decision making process for the people that won the Willy Wonkas?
We built this big cage match thing, and we had everyone go in. Actually speaking, it was a process. It was a transparent process with a point system, speed to market, integrity, expertise in the field, all this point system. But, you know, whatever we were doing, and I thought it was a good process, we always had to keep in mind that the more skins, in my opinion, the more skins, the better. And so I'm hoping there's a day where we get to expand. Those that were not lucky enough to get the golden ticket in New York, I'm hopeful someday, because some of them are really good. And I think that even though they missed out by a couple of points or they were close, you know, a game and a half out, whatever it is, I think that they shouldn't go far, because I'm hoping that just after we start, you know, the mobile sports betting, maybe a year out or so, knowing that the growth of the market exists in New York, I'm hoping that some of them come back and we can maybe expand more skins and more operators and providers. That's my hope. So those that, you know, lost out and didn't get the golden ticket, hopefully they don't go far and we can, you know, look at this again and reevaluate it maybe a year from now.
Joe, you could have got the Knicks in game tonight. They were down 20 with 3 minutes left in the third, and they won the game 108-105. You could have had your New York. You could have had your, like, you know, FanDuel mobile app going. You could have had your DraftKings mobile app going. And then, you know, get a little in-game action in. And you take the Knicks down 20, and you would have won a boatload of cash tonight. Joe, you would have done that right. You know, and remember, as I always say, Joe, hide the money from your wife. She's going to go to the Fendi store, Gucci. Don't ever leave your winnings lying around because it'll be gone faster than Grant took Richmond. Listen, Senator, you're an incredible guy. Your passion, your perseverance, your leadership, your guidance in making this a reality is just utterly magnificent. Congratulations. You're a badass. I love you. Way to go. You deserve a big old bottle of Veuve Clicquot. Keep doing your thing. I don't know whatever else you got going on in Albany with all your loser friends up there, but I got to tell you, you've really done it, Joe. You've really done it, Joe. Way to go.
Scott, you got to come over to the house. You got to say this stuff to my wife and my kids, really, because I can't thank you enough. Listen, it's been great. It's been a great challenge for over 2 years. Again, I got a great team. Can't wait to do more. We just want to do more, make it better for New Yorkers. That's all.
Right. I think you should. I really do think you should just focus on the commission and gaming and, let Hochul and all of her minions worry about everything else. Let's change the name of that bridge. They got to get that bridge, the Tappan Zee Bridge, the Cuomo Bridge. You got to change that. That's just a big old swing and a miss. Once they get that done, everything's going to be fine. And then we'll have, we got to have all avenues to be able to put our money in the accounts and get into the mobile sports betting love land. I love it. You've done it. You're the man. Thanks for coming on the bench. It's always great catching up. Happy New Year. You're a freak. Way to go.
Thanks, Scott. Have a happy and healthy New Year. To you and your listeners, have a happy and healthy New Year. Thanks. Appreciate it, Scott.
My man, Senator Addabbo, Joe Addabbo from New York, a Democrat who has pulled it off. Mobile sports betting begins this Saturday at 9 a.m. And you know what Monday night is? Alabama and Georgia, they're going to be going head-to-head for the national championship. And then when that's over, we're going to get into a little conference championships. And then the NCAA tournament, everybody's doing it into the Masters. Baseball season, if they have a baseball season. And remember, if you're a Mets fan, you too can pass out in your car drunk and get away with it. When you're drunk and you got a good enough lawyer, you weren't even driving. You were sleeping in the trunk when the police showed up at the car. Mafia, I can't believe that Zach Scott guy got off. If he got off, do you think Ruggs will get off on the killing the woman in Vegas, driving 150 miles an hour? And you know all my friends are DUI lawyers in California and in Atlanta, and you know what they're capable of. Do you think that guy could somehow win his trial, or is he definitely going to jail for a long time?
No, he's definitely going to jail. I mean, it's one thing if you're falling asleep and you're just like sitting at a light or a stop sign and they find you. They seem to kind of let those idiots off, even though they shouldn't. But, I mean, when there's death involved, there's no way in hell this guy is getting off. I mean, what, 120 miles an hour over twice the legal limit? There's other stuff going on, too. There's no way they can let this guy off and have any sort of conscience and sleep at night.
Yeah, I got to tell you, when I saw that guy Scott get off, I was thinking about Ruggs. And, they've done everything to the lawyers he has going on this case have already pulled some fast ones to get his records squashed, this, that. They're already maneuvering. And we'll see what happens with that case. What we'll really be interested in, though, is the Raiders and Chargers on Sunday night in Sin City. It's Pharrell on the bench. Problem with people. Everybody expects every team in the effing league to win the Super Bowl. One team wins. The rest of them lose.
Nothing for you.
How about that? One last indignity.
So I hate politicians, but I love Joe. I think Joe's a different cut, a cut above, a different breed. His passion for making this happen for New York albeit with financial interests and intent, clearly, also to give the people what they want, mobile sports betting in New York. It took forever. Hard work, pounding the pavement, arguing, fighting, losing multiple years and times in Albany, and then getting it done and finally winning. It's a lot like Sports Grid, winning. We're in the game. We're in the race. We're in the lead. We kick ass and take names 24/7, sports betting, streaming, radio. We got it all. You lose. We win. Stay out of our way. We will crush you like Joe, like your boy, Senator Joe. Joe getting involved, making it a reality. I'll tell you what, if I don't have to drive to Atlantic City to dump money, I swear to God, I'll drive back over that bridge into Manhattan like you read about. Mafia and I went every night. Mafia loves driving with me. I'm always calm and always serene. I drive like a grandmother. I never get hostile. I never cuss or yell or give people the finger or get in fights. I'm always on my best behavior for the children. We got another hour to go. I'm watching the Knights leading the Rangers in Vegas. Screw them. Let's go, Rangers. Let's get involved. But the Penguins are better at 10 straight wins.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to start strong, so you can give everything you've got. From plate-loaded strength equipment and functional training areas to treadmills, stair climbers, and free weights. Our equipment is best in class, and our clubs are right around the corner, so you can make this your strongest year yet. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, January 9th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.